All right, Taf Samech Ches. I'll just start again quickly. The Eitz Melacha Be'er Pesach Mechatzoyis Ulamala M'shamti Ma'isai. He put him in Cherim V'afilu La'asoyis B'chinam. Also, to any Melacha, even if you don't get money from it, it has nothing to do with getting money. It's also Yesh Mishar Oisar Afilu Yodei Eni Yehudi. In some say it's also even to have a goy do the work for you. Yesh Mishar Matir Chen Hu Aminig. Again, we're talking about any melacha after chatzayis is a din like chol moed, but slightly less chamor. It talks about getting a haircut by a goy. So they're usually the machonim are makel, even though we say it's misayea, but achopani were makel by a goy. To do it yourself is unclear. It's best to do it before chatzayis. If there's some sort of oinus or something like that, then there's what there's ish lachakel that you know it's not borer, but it could be it's a little bit less chomor than chol moed. I was thinking because chol moed, why can't you do your haircut in chol moed? Because you shouldn't go into the chag menuvel. You shouldn't just push it off and go into the chag, you know, looking terrible, wait till Chol Moed to, you know, take your haircut. So it could be that there's some place to move around, but you have to ask a Shiloh. It's not borrowed, so you have to ask a Shiloh. Kopanim, don't plan to do it after Chatzos, plan to do it before Chatzos. But Mother Ramori, Kishayis and Malacha, Lihistaker, here we're talking about you want to do Malacha to make money, or Bechinam, or Malacha Gemura, for Begadli, Mamish, or haircut, things like that. About Matakein, who Kela of the Yomtev, but he's allowed to fix his clothing for Yomtev. Chemish Akais is Svarin, La'atzva Derech Limudo, Motor, someone who's writing, just like a Chalmoid, writes Svarin for himself, is Motor. Gimel, Kodom Chatzais, Makom Shinagu Lasas Malacha, the Makom which, in a place where there no way to do Malacha, Oisin. Makom Shinagu Shalola Asais, so there's also a minig. There was a minig, and I'll talk about that before Chatzos. Also, not to do malacha. So there's some kinds they had the minig not to. Some places didn't. So any place that has the minig to do malacha, it's fine. And if they didn't have the minig, it's not fine. Hagal yidan makom shenagu shlo la'asos. We're like a place that I guess the Ramah, time of the Ashkenaz, they did not do malacha. The Dachim malachas gemuros, the minig was only for like malachas gemuros. Of all shamalachas tefido minig leka, but like to do tefir, all these things, unless it's a Torah Yomtiv, that was the minig as well. The idea of a minig is, is, you know, a minig is, I mean, I think Aruch Shulchan's Masbir, I forget where I thought, that a minig is sort of like, almost like a nether klali, so to speak. It's not just, well, it's just a minig. If it's a minig of the rabbi, it has a certain amount of binding, that you have to follow it. It's almost key like a nether or something like that. And we'll see in the next sif, if you move to a different kehila, then you get nichlal in that net. You can't just say, oh, it's just a minig, I'm just gonna, whatever, it's not. A minig on makom is a chomer thing. It's not so posh.
When you say malacha today, I'm malacha being on the telephone and on the internet.
That's not malacha gemur. Malacha gemur, like it says, that's before, like tefira. Stam, you're so, yeah, I want to sell dresses, I want to do, you know, like a chol moed, whatever malacha would be considered like a malacha gemur and chol moed, same din over here.
So you let it fix your
tailing. The fit, yeah, you do a tikkun, but to go ahead if you want to sew a dress.
So you can't make a dress, but yeah. You can hem it.
You can probably hem it or something like that, yeah. You know, so yeah, because I don't know if Maisa Uman applies over here, it's just you shouldn't be doing malachas. The person goes from a makom that doesn't do malacha to the place that does do malacha, what's the place that does not do malacha? Lo yaseh biyishuv. Then he should not do malacha inside the shtat, inside the place he's going to, because it's going to cause Machlekes. Again, this is a Gemara in Pesachim. It's also, this is a Makor also. We'll get to Yom Tov Sheni about a few from one place, you know, one Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz or whatever. So once you get into the Yishuv, you're not allowed to do Malacha, even though that's not your Minig, because Machlekes, it's, you know, it's going to do whatever, you're showing you're doing something different than everyone else. Well, Oisahu Bamidbar. He's allowed here. In this case, he'd be allowed to go outside the yeshuv and do it in the, you'd be allowed to do it outside the tchum. The opposite. If you went from a place you don't do malacha, place you do malacha, lo yaz. Fine, don't do malacha because it's not so apparent. And the din is that you take when a person takes the chumras of the makom, the place he left, the chumri makom shahalach l'sham, and the chumras of the place he's going to, meaning v'avol pikein lo yisra b'fneim shu batal. But still, he's not doing malacha. You shouldn't show that. No, it's also for me to do that. You shouldn't show you're being batal. The isra la'olam ayishana adam b'fneim machlekes. Don't start, you know. Doing something in Machlokes again, Yom Tov Sheni might be a little bit different. We'll get to Yom Tov Sheni eventually, but in case there's a certain minig here, so why are you doing that minig? What's chat? You know, cause Machlokes. So therefore, you shouldn't stay in the room, do whatever. You shouldn't show you're doing something different. Someone's planning to go back. Noika anche makomo bein lahakil bein lahachmir. If he has to do his original minig. Who should yisvarv there on shei makom shehu bo v'nei amachlekes? You shouldn't show you have a different minig. If a person decides the lishtakea that he's moving there and that's it, so then also he doesn't go by the minhagim. And the question about how long he has to be there, 30 days, if he just has in mind. But Akhopanim, he's makabel the minhagim of the new place, and he doesn't have to follow the minhagim of the old place. Afilo makom shenagu lasos, even in a place where they do malacha before chatzos, lo yaschil betchilas malacha abarbalasar. You should not start something on the 14th. That would be shehu yachol legamer kodem chatzos. Even if it's something, this malacha will finish before chatzos. Let's say you do malacha, you start something in the morning. Oh, for sure, I'm going to finish it by chatzos, whatever it is. El shleisha umenaniyos bilvad him shemaschinim behem. The only three types of work we let you start. Bakum shenagul lasos oisin al chatzos ve'eluhem hachayatim. Someone who is sewing, right? So you're allowed to start sewing clothing in the morning. Sfaparim, you get a haircut. Koydsim, people wash. Well, shar umnius in hislu behem kodem arbaasar hu yikmar ad chatzois. You have to stop at chatzois. Agav yish mekili lomer shoshosh umnius and iskarim aschilim veoisin al chatzois. Afilu bakum shenagul lolasos. Some say that these three things were makel, because it's tzarach yomtiv. Even in a place that they don't do malacha, those things are never makabel as part of the minig. When yischil, b'yayin b'shar umnos, if you start, you know, in the middle of the night, feel b'shar, and it's something you need lamoid. Oisid ad chatzayis, you still do ad chatzayis. V'hachi nog, and that's the minig. Is that something needs to be done? Whatever it is, obviously cooking's mutter, and so that's not a question. But the malachas, you know, malachas which have nothing to do with the chag. So if it's something with tzarach hamoed, I mean, I don't know. If let's say you want to complete something, so let's say you have to, so you don't have to work in chol hamoed. I don't know, something like that. Could be okay if you start early. I mean, I don't know. You have to, again, all these things you have to ask. I think the minig nowadays is no one. I think the minig is not to do malacha before chatzos. Even though the Ramal says our minig wasn't, but I think things have changed. But you have to
ask. Can you sponge it? Can you polish the silver?
Yeah, that's all. That's pasha. Yeah, that stuff is like you do a chol moed. It's okay. Moshivin shayvchin atarnegrolin ba'abasa. You can put out you know, coops and things or whatever for Tarnagolim. If the Hainu Lasakim Makam Shiyamdu Tarnagolim and Tarnagolim, if you can set up a pen or a coop or whatever for the chickens, that's okay. Tarnagolim Shiyasha Alabetsim Shosha Yamim, or Yaisir, if there's a chicken that's sitting on the eggs for three or more days, it makes sense and it dies. And the eggs haven't hatched, Moshivin Acheris Tachter Kadisha Yasidu Abetsim, then you're allowed to put another chicken on top. That's okay. If so, you don't master the bait, even it's not tzarach amoy, but you're allowed, for a hefsid, you're allowed to do this. Gorfin, pirush, motzim, emagrefa, yuchodokach, it's some sort of shovel or scrape or whatever it is. Zevel, mitachas ragle behema, you're allowed to, some sort of shovel, you're allowed to shovel, zevel under the ragle behema because you need it for fertilizing your crops and things. If a zevel in your chotzer, which you're not growing plants there, then you don't want to have zevel there, then you can't take it out. You have to just move it to the side. In this rabbi b'chotzer, if you have a lot, you'll see any la'ashba, then you'd be allowed to take it out to the ashba. I don't know if this is talking about, you know, first he has a dog and he wants to clean it and clean up his chutzner. We were talking about from cows and a lot of, you know, there's a lot of garbage. Or could be if you have a lot of dogs and they really mess up the chutzner, it could be with the same din. I'm not sure. But zavel is a whole thing which is not whatever. I don't know if it applies, but by dogs, I don't know. We're allowed to go ahead and go down to the machsan, you go to the store, you need Pesach kelim. You're allowed to go ahead and to do that kol yalvish ein al tzarach hamoed, even if it's not the tzarach hamoed, or even if you just want to change your machsan around or whatever it is, that's okay. You're allowed to do that. If tircha we're not choshish for an er Pesach hagav enagu shelo lahak is dam b'shum er yomtiv, you can't do hakazas dam. We're not talking about getting a blood test. That's not how causes dam. We're talking about maybe giving blood would be the same din. So unless it's like, you know, obviously pikuach nefesh, but giving blood would would probably fall into this because it makes a person. The Mishnah Berurah says if shavus yatsa shayd or shavu tavuach. And he gets, you know, and it's a danger before Shavuos, if you're not makabel the Torah properly, so therefore we're going there on the other, that therefore, if we have a tavach lu, so we're going there on all Erev Yontiv. It could be other stuff, like I said, if it's not Hakazas Dam, other, like I said, blood tests and other cups that's in, I don't know, cup is, I think a cup, I don't know if it's the same thing, that's okay, you shouldn't do, like, you know, you shouldn't, again, there's also should racket the hockey sabrius, you want to do like it, but if it's something that they need dam or they need whatever, say shem sayim Hashem, and it's okay. Tam samach test. Also, lever al shum behema ben chaya ben shchuta basa zela pesach. Yeah, you don't go to the store. You buy a piece of meat and you say, "Oh, this is for Pesach." That's also the fisher nira shehikdisha mechayin the korban pesach. Well, it's talking about an animal which is alive, really. Hikdisha mechayin the korban pesach and it's echol kochi b'chutz because that those lushainos are, if you open up Tvachim and things or whatever, it's a whole Shaila, it's not Lishma, whatever, it's possible you'd be Makdish the animal, and it can get into serious Yisurim. And the Yomar Basar Zeh LeYomtev, just say, okay, I'm having this animal, it's for Yomtev. I go, Ugdi Makula, Spir Shalim Arosh Al Karav Al Kirboi, Agdi, which is set up the same way that they did the Korban Pesach, Avo Pishilo Perish or Amar Batzah Zela Pesach, also La Soy, so you don't do a Dimyon, for Pesach, it seems to be Machmir even, It seems to be the Chazal were machbid even on like some other animals and some different things that a person, it's not mamish kodshim, it should be near real kodshim, it should be nearer like Korn Pesach. But v'amotu lomer chitim eilu lepesach, you could say these chitim are for Pesach, and that's okay, because it's not done with the kodshim, it's not, that's fine.
So this pasuk zel pesach, that's only on a live animal, it's not on...
No, on meat. Yeah, it seems to be, it's not, although the Mishabura says, you shouldn't say to someone here, roast me, you know, to, you know, make the meat for me for Pesach, which is also mashmos. But he does say, Lashon Ashkenaz, Basazel, Mashinogi Lora, Lashon Ashkenaz, Basazel, Pesach, like a Kepeda, if you say it in Yiddish or a different language, it could be, it's fine. The thing is, if you say it in Lashon Kodesh, it's nearer kamo kochim. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you on the live animal, because otherwise it's not. Although they do say if it's eating a fish, and it could be you doing kochim better kabaya, so it's better just not to say it. Abacharis misanim be'er Pesach. Bechoros are mis are tainus in erev Pesach. Be'er mechor mayav, be'er mechor me'aim. It's a zecher l'neis. Even though that we say that, oh well, you know, zecher l'neis, it was usually make a simcha, you know, fast. But here, it's. I guess the pshat is. I saw the kasha. I guess that, you know, the pshat is that you know, anytime a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I guess, saves a person's, you know, life, then a certain amount of pedia involves and a certain amount of extra achrayas, and therefore, you know, you have, a person should be worthy of this achrayas, so, you know, so therefore maybe that's why they have to have a tainus. So whether it's a b'chor me'av or b'chor me'em, yesh b'sho'imer, shafil in the cave of b'chor mis'ane, there are those that say that even in the cave of b'chor, should fast. The minig came, and the minig is not like that. So even though there's a medrash says that the kevus b'choros were also killed in Mitzrayim if they were the oldest in the house, al kopanim, since they didn't get kedushas b'chor, it's only the, you know, the pigeon haben is all pigeon habas. So therefore, that the they limited the tainus to someone who had pigeon. Im chal erev Pesach b'Shabbos, if erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos, yesh omen shemisanin ha-bechoros, v'yom chamishi, the tainus b'chor is on yom chamishi, v'yesh omen she'enam misanin klal, some say there's no tainus b'chol, ha-gav, v'yesh nek v'svar v'shoina, they should fast on Thursday, v'nogin k'sha'av b'chor, if the father's a b'chor also, ha'em nisanin tachas b'na, ha-bechor k'shadayin katan. Usually the father will fast for a katan, until he hits bar mitzvah, but if he's also a b'chor, so then the mother should fast. Now, of course, if women, like any other fast, is more common than any other fast. If woman's not feeling well, she's weak, you know, or she has to work hard getting into Pesach, she doesn't have to fast, you know, whatever. The minig is to starve to a suus mitzvah. And even a siyum, the minig is to make a siyum, and people to mitzarev to the siyum, even though it's a bit of a shvach haheter, because, you know, if you're not really a chilek, you didn't even know the guy, you know, you're really not, you know, not part of the simcha, but that's, you know, that's the minig. So, even a bit, I guess, you know, if a person feels like he can make it through and be machmir, I've seen, you know, then, you know, I know some people, then, you know, fine, you know, gesunt to hate, but, anyone obviously who's a bit weak, and not even without a siyum, is, you know, is potter, but the minig is to go to a siyum. Ha'istinis mis'ane be'er Pesach, le'ishayokol matzal tayovon, someone who's an istinis, that if he eats, he has a very, you know, he has a very small appetite, so therefore, he has to be careful what he eats. If someone has some sort of, you know, bariatric surgery, where they shrink the stomach, or he's taking some other diet medicines, but he can't eat a lot. So then, yeah, he should be careful what he eats and how much he eats. So he should be able to eat as much as possible by the Seder. He should, you know, be careful with it. Aser lechol pas tafayin aleph. Aser lechol pas misha asirut ulamala. It's aser to eat bread from a 10th hour and later, you should enjoy the matzah. Obviously, the Passover is not bread; it's about matzah. But oichel ba also lechol pas. It's also to eat pas, meaning matzah. It's also to eat it.
It's also right from
Chatzos. Well, no. This says that it's the maker of din. It's only from the Shah series. You're allowed to eat, and this is even matzah shira. The Mishnah points out you're allowed to eat some fruit, vegetables, whatever, some potatoes, and don't eat yourself a potato, whatever. But limalik kreisu behem, don't stuff yourself. Imhum istinis shafil oichamu mazik ba'achilasa hakol alser. He shouldn't eat anything then either. V'yayim ma'at lo yishte. He shouldn't drink any. He shouldn't drink any wine. He shouldn't eat sadsai, because again, it lowers his appetite. Anything which lowers a person's appetite, he should not have. If coffee lowers his appetite, you shouldn't have. In Ratsa Lishtos Yain Harbe, but if he wants to drink a lot of wine, Shaisa, he can drink. Shaisa Harbe, Gorer Taivas Amaychal, it makes him more hungry. But if he's drunk and he's not going to make it to the Seder, then he shouldn't do that. Vekodem. Stop. Okay. Let's see.